It's the Lander Biz Show, where you get insight from local experts every week on KOVE 1330. Here's Shireen Herrera.
It's Lander Biz. I'm Shireen Herrera, back in action, Owen Swee.
Hello.
And we have Kurt with us, and Kurt is the owner of CMBC, which is custom building here in the Lander and Fremont County area. Kurt, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing wonderful.
Doing well. Thanks.
I'm obviously not the expert. This is called Ask the Expert, but Kurt, tell folks about your business.
We're a construction business based in Fremont County, and we have several different divisions of that company. We primarily do new custom commercial and residential building, but we've also got an excavation company, and we've also got a division that handles insurance mitigation work, fire and flood, and that sort of thing. And we do quite a bit of remodel as well. And then final piece of that is steel building erections and sales all over the state of Wyoming.
So how long have you been here in Fremont County, Kurt?
Came to Fremont County just over 10 years ago. Was a builder near Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Okay.
And just decided to make a change when the housing market made a change for me.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Well, that brings me to my question is, how is it going? It seems like people are building, things are popping up. Is that the case? Is that true?
I'm almost ashamed to say it, but because the last 2 years have been difficult for a lot of folks, but our business has absolutely incredible. We've had the best 2 years of my 40 years of history in this type of business.
That's remarkable.
A lot of new residents are moving to the area, and a lot of people are upgrading as well.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of our business right now is actually coming from COVID funding, which is a portion of it that they refer to as Restore America. A lot of the groups of people in our area, tribal groups primarily, getting funding to put in new medical facilities and just new buildings in general to try and help people along.
It's good to hear they're keeping with a local contractor, too. You talked about a big insurance, company utilizing you for restorations and things of that nature, too. So local families.
Yeah, I am. It's been a long road to in working with some of these types of business, and it takes a lot to gain people's trust in a small community. And obviously, hiccups along the way, but we've earned some good trust with some of the primary businesses in Fremont County and around the state of Wyoming, frankly.
So how many people? It sounds like you got a massive footprint. How many people do you employ?
We're running between 3 and 5 crews, and those crews average between 3 and 5.
Okay, wow,
folks.
That's great. And they're all over, or do they?
They're
travel
all over the place.
Okay.
I traveled even today to 4 different job sites in Fremont County. 4 different crews running today in Fremont County.
Mm-hmm. And the reminder for folks, biggest county in the state as far as
landmass
goes. So it's
I didn't know that.
Yes, it's got some miles for you when you are traveling around and going to different sites as well. Kurt, how do you say your last name again?
Toffin.
And you're the owner of CMBC Building and Restoration.
I am.
And you got kids here in the area?
I like to say it this way, we have a total of 7 kids. Range all the way from Denver to this area.
You got a party.
A couple in college.
Well, you had mentioned before, when I met Kurt, several months ago, I could just tell that you had a passion for home building. It just seemed like it was in your blood. Tell us more about that. How'd you get into the building industry? You've been in it for now for 40 years, and you clearly love what you're doing.
I was forced into it.
I love that.
Hey, that happens a lot of times.
I was forced.
My father was a huge home builder in the Minnesota area, 5-state region.
Okay.
He built roughly 300 homes per year.
Wow.
So his claim to fame then was turning a key every weekday.
Okay.
Meaning new project finished every weekday. And when I was 5 years old, I was misbehaving, and he had me go to job sites to start cleaning up lumber. And unbeknownst to him, I sort of enjoyed being on the job site, so I stayed there. And he'd pay me a little bit to do that kind of stuff. But I've been around construction my whole life. I've been in it very actively, though, for about 40 years now.
Okay. Wow. And so did you jump from the Minnesota area to here or to Denver, or where did you, you had mentioned family up and down the Front Range?
Yeah, the housing market crashed in the late 70s.
Okay, right.
And that had a great effect on my folks in Minnesota because things just completely turned up like they did in 2008.
Okay.
Dad decided to make a move to Colorado, which is why I refer to Steamboat Springs, because he got out of the business and started a transportation company, which was a very large transportation company in Colorado for the ski resorts.
Okay.
And so we started doing some side construction there, and eventually I got into the business on my own Colorado.
Okay.
And you're listening to Land or Biz. I'm Shereen Herrera, Owen Sweeney, and Kurt has joined us with CMBC, which is Custom Modular Building Concepts. And they have a great website online, too, that's cmbc.build. Again, that's cmbc.build. Not only are the homes you build fantastic, they're unique. And you were talking about the time that it takes to build can be shorter than some other houses. Can you explain what you mean by that?
If people choose to go modular, and I have more experience in Colorado building modular than I do in Wyoming, because we did some pretty ultra custom things. A lot of the modular homes I was building in Colorado range from $1 to $3 million per home, all custom designed by me and my staff. What I recommend to people is that we take a look at their project, whether it's commercial or residential, and we determine whether the timing works better on a conventional basis or modular basis. Because of what's happened the last couple of years in this country, not much time savings in modular, but prior to COVID, we could have a 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 square foot home from inception or from planning to completion in about 5 to 6 months.
Remarkable.
Whereas conventional building for that type of home was between 10 and 12 months. Savings in the product itself, and also substantial savings in time and money. Money timing, I guess it is, because the shorter you have your construction loans, the more money you save going to permanent financing.
So you'd said you've been here in Wyoming for about 10 years now, and clearly we've said a few times that you've got a footprint across the whole state of Wyoming. When people out there are looking for a builder, whether for residential or commercial, how does CMBC, how do you differentiate yourself from other builders? What sets you apart?
I take a lot of pride in the completed product, and a lot of pride in the fact that we stand behind our product for years to come. I had one case in Colorado that I even went back after 5 years to do some repairs. It wasn't a requirement, because by contract, generally, you'll warrant something for about a year. Mm-hmm. In Colorado, that was mandated by law. But we just continued to support people in that way, because we always felt like by continuing to work with people is the best advertising and promotion that we could spend our money on, rather than spending money on any type of advertising and promotion in that way.
Okay.
To differentiate, I think that if people could see our products on the ground completed, they would see a nice product. And I do think that there's a lot of good products in the area and a lot of good contractors in the area, but I do believe we're right up there with the good ones.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So what kind of projects do you have going on right now?
I'm in the middle of 47 projects right now. Those are
like father, like son.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Turning the key.
Either nearing completion or in their design phases. We have custom custom homes being designed for Teton County. Our biggest ones right now are the medical facilities that we're doing for the Northern Arapaho tribe. We just finished a clinic in Ethity, and we are building a medical office building in Arapaho and also a relatively large steel building, bus garage, for their medical buses in Arapaho as well. Nice.
This is the importance, though, of construction companies in the community, Kurt. If we don't have somebody to build our schools and build our hospitals and our medical facilities and things that we need, and we don't keep it local, it's a big issue. And so it's great to hear that CMBC Building and Restoration, and that you're able to, you know, get those contracts and be involved in that. Things are building, and, you know, we've got to keep up with it. We got to keep it local. So I love hearing that. In addition to current projects, what type of projects can your company do?
We like to focus in five different areas. The first one is custom designed commercial and residential work. The second one that we focus on, and we focus on all of these equally, is the insurance mitigation side. We work for insurance companies and their clients to mitigate disaster, fire, flood, that type of thing. Third is our excavation company. We're fairly well focused on the excavation piece. And the fourth one that we do, and this one, of course, is all over the state of Wyoming, is the steel building sales and erections. And then the fifth one, and this is not as big for us, but we do it as well, is remodel type work.
Mm-hmm. From a broad perspective, since you deal with so much building and so much in the state, how's it looking for Wyoming? You talked about the last 2 years being super busy. Are new people moving in? Are you seeing more businesses that are opening?
In talking to the real estate agents, talking to the county assessors, it's absolutely strong right now, has been strong. Mm-hmm. We weren't sure what to expect 2 years ago going
of course,
into this
yeah.
thing. As it started to evolve, we were not sure what would be happening. But for whatever reason, and I have my own opinions, which I won't share, but a lot of people moving in from states that are are very restrictive, and we're seeing a lot of influence in this area and that.
Yep.
And I'm grateful. I think it's great that people want to participate in this. I have several clients right now that are from California, and I even have a client that's from the East Coast as well. Mm-hmm. So it looks strong. It looks like it's going to stay strong, but I'm going to say that cautiously.
Yeah. That's good to hear. You know, and it tracks with, you know, we have, you know, the Chamber, of course, runs the visitor center for the city of Lander, and so we see people coming in all the time, and they overlap with the state that, you know, that you mentioned, and, you know, we're seeing a lot of people coming up from Colorado. We've had people, quite a few from Texas, and we have certainly seen quite a few out from the East Coast as well. So what you're telling me, as someone who's traveling all over the state all the time, that tracks with what we're seeing here locally. So yeah, there are certainly more people, you know, moving into the state. It'd be interesting to see what those numbers look like, kind of big picture, because obviously with the downturn in the extraction industries, we also have people who've left. So what's the net numbers there? But we're definitely seeing people coming in.
Well, it's strong now.
That's wonderful.
And I think that's my hope is that continues for the state.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Kurt, best way to get in touch with you?
Two ways, if I can answer that question. It's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at cmbc.build, or phone me, 307-335-5631.
He's got a lot of great photos, too, gallery-wise. A lot of people are thinking about building. A lot of people thinking about, you know, remodels, too, as well, which is one of the many things that they tackle at CMBC. You guys do a lot, but it sounds like you really have honed into doing these five things really well. That's what I look at when I look at a business. Do they have their hands in too many things, or are they really doing the things that they promote well? And you're doing the things you promote well. You have the gallery to back it on your website. You have the design element of it, the build and enjoy, which is that time element that you talked about. You really do have something for everybody, whether it be conventional or modular.
Yeah, I believe that we do. I think that we've got a good balance of business.
You really do. It's great to see that, too. And things are you know, no matter if we like it or not, things are growing here in Fremont County. It's a great place to be. That's why we're all here, right? Kurt, that's why you're raising your family. You're raising your family. Oh, and I got my nephews here. It's a great place for that. So we continue with, you know, CNBC building medical facilities. We talk about other different aspects of the community. So looking forward to seeing what the future holds for you, Kurt.
I am too.
So yeah, so you've been in, you know, you mentioned being from the Minnesota area and obviously built in Colorado for a while. Is there anything different about building here in Wyoming than in those other regions?
That's no question.
Wyoming's the best.
Wyoming is the best.
Ah, there you go.
Question.
Go Wyo.
I say that with absolute certainty. We'll just give you an example.
Okay, great.
Building in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. The last project I did in Colorado, the house was valued at about $2 million. Mm-hmm. We had 37 inspections and a permit fee of $39,000 for that project. And when I moved to Wyoming 10 years ago, I was shocked to find that people actually still get to think for themselves. It's been a
concept.
Great thing in my business. And, and what it is that people get to basically interview businesses and interview people, and they go with the person that they think that's going to do the right job and the best job. And we have people check our references all the time and have good success with that. But building in Wyoming, people are still easy to work with, common sense, just good, genuine people. So absolutely Wyoming.
That's fantastic. That's good to hear. Yeah.
You have any celebrities reaching out for any houses? Any kind of juice or details you can give us? Because you said Teton County, so I was like, sometimes you don't necessarily know who you're building for, but I assume in most of the cases you at least find out.
I've built for three celebrities in my business career. And I would imagine if I mentioned any of those names that I could probably still get sued for that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you might
be able to. We don't want to get you in trouble, Kurt.
any cool requests that people have had in homes that are just wild, like I want a fish tank with real sharks? Or,
well, let's see. We did a $150,000 closet for one of the gals that,
That
we
sounds
worked
awesome.
With. And,
it's like a bedroom.
And she walked in and she hated it, and we redid it for another $150,000. So it was, that was one of the ones that comes to mind. But yes, we've had lots of interesting.
We actually high maintenance.
We actually have a project on the border of Wyoming right now. I'm not going to say anymore.
Yeah, well,
where it is.
Which of the four?
We're doing a huge vault, sort of, if you will. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say doomsday prepping kind of stuff.
That's what I was going to say. I'm all about that. I need to buddy up.
Yeah. Concrete walls.
Actually, I'm just going to hire Kurt to build that.
Well, he's got the experience,
concrete,
obviously.
Yeah.
12-inch concrete walls along with, I can't even remember the safe company. The doors are from one of the safe companies.
Oh, my.
And it's and a 12-inch concrete lid.
So. I'm so intrigued by that, but I won't take the whole Lander biz to discuss about that. That is wild, and I'm sure you're going to continue to run across funny, interesting, wild things in building and restoration with CNBC as Wyoming continues to grow. We're having a lot of big spenders who are moving to the area, a lot of small spenders. So hopefully that just keeps the economy booming and your business booming.
Yeah. And we do tons of what we call just the average home or the attainable home, which is just the 1,200 to 1,500 square foot home. Mm-hmm. And that's where people can really see a savings in modular construction. And that's a lot of times where we go in modular because it's just faster and gets these people in and not having to pay dual payments and that kind of thing with rent or second mortgage or whatever it is that they have to do. So we do a lot of that kind of stuff too. I don't want to provide the impression that we're just a high end.
Right.
No, that's good.
I mean, your designs
here
are really nice, but I'd love that you mentioned that too, because for me, being a first time home builder or home buyer, that's what I'm looking at, is something that's more attainable.
Cool. We have 27 homes in Fremont County that we've done on that basis.
Okay.
Which is the basis of what we would call a two section or three or four section home.
Okay.
All over Fremont County. And those are more the attainable house, but it doesn't change the fact that we still custom design those homes too. Every one that we do in whatever arena.
That's, I like
designed.
That.
That's
yeah.
fantastic.
So you could get something a little bit more on the basic side and add a few things that you would like to maybe spruce it up.
Well, and the cool thing is what I walk people through in the design phase mm-hmm. is they actually sit in front of my big screen TV at the office, and I design it right in front of them. I output that to the big screen TV while I design it on my computer.
That's fantastic.
And so they actually get to watch the design process happen right in front of them.
Yeah, I like that aspect I saw on your website, too.
Yeah, people get pretty excited about seeing those designs.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
I mean, I did that the last medical facility for the tribe. We actually uh-huh. did that for their board of directors for the medical side.
Okay.
And they really enjoyed that.
I bet.
It cost them $50,000 less dollars because I don't charge anything for that. So.
Wow, Kurt.
There you go.
Threw that in there. I hope some ears perked up with that
one. Well, you know, we've got here in Fremont County, and, you know, there's a shortage of housing. And when people are thinking about what can I do, there's no inventory. You know, that's one of the things that I say a lot in the visitor center, because it used to be, you know, people would come in here mostly just to, what can I do on vacation? But more often than not these days, we'll get people saying, can you put me in touch with a realtor? Can you, that's what people are coming up here for. So a lot more of those folks for sure.
And if somebody, you know, had no idea where to start, Kurt, they bought a piece of property, do you guys do any advising or any advice on, you know, conventional to modular, what works with water, wells, things of that nature?
Oh, absolutely. We walk them through the whole process. A lot of times people are, when they come to us, they have land. Sometimes not. Sometimes we help them through that process as well.
Great.
Most of the time they have land, and then we look at that piece of land and design to that piece of land and advise to that piece of land. Because there are some times that modular construction doesn't work. And over the last couple of years, I'll say that most of my construction has been conventional. Modular is just starting to come back because some of the companies in the country that we're working with are finally starting to loosen up a little bit. They've been so busy because of what's going on the last couple of years that they're finally starting to loosen up a little bit. And to answer your question, yes, we advise people all the way through, even to landscape if they choose.
Great.
That's cool.
Well, Land or Biz, where we really did get to ask the expert, and that is Kurt with CMBC, which is Building and Restoration with CMBC, which you can find in Lander. You can also find online, which is cmbc.build. It's easy, and you can email Kurt@cmbc.build. And you'll be able to ask any questions you have, and maybe you're curious more about the difference, or maybe you have a piece of a property and you're looking to build, you can shoot him a message and he'll get back to you. Owen, we'll be back next week. Kurt, we'll see you hopefully at one of the after hours events.
I hope so too.
He's a busy man.
I know. He's very busy. All right, Land or Biz, I'm Shireen Herrera, Owen Sweeney, and Kurt with CMBC Build.